Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited and delighted tonight because this is actually our prayer night, and we are going unto God in prayer. We're going to consecrate ourselves first, and then after which we're going to pray unto God for many different things. But without further ado, I want to read Psalm 136. And you notice that I stay in Psalm a lot. And the Lord wants us to continue to give thanks unto him because he's getting ready to do some magnificent and wonderful things. And I believe that I'm going to read Numbers 1 through 12. 1 through 12, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I said before, I want to first of all thank God and my family and friends for tuning in tonight, and also to for listening to the previous ministries that has been on. Thank you so much for that. And as I said before, tonight is a very special night. There are a lot of things going on, as I told you a few weeks ago, that the Lord revealed. And there's a lot of unrest. And when we speak about unrest, we're not only speaking about Ferguson, but we're speaking about unrest in spirits. People are worried about things that the Lord can handle. And it's natural and it's humanistic for us to worry about things because that's just human nature. But how many of you know that we serve a God who is bigger than our worries? And if we carry our burdens unto the Lord and leave them there, amen, the Lord can deliver and he can help us. And he can give us everything that we need according to his riches and glory. And he may not come when you want him to, amen, but he's going to be there right on time. And somebody should feel encouraged tonight because I feel in my spirit, I feel like fire. I feel like the Lord is going to dispense down, and he is going to bless those who need a blessing, and he is going to heal those who need a healing, amen, and he's going to restore peace where there is discord. And I just believe that God is I was getting ready to say in the building, amen, but we do have a building, which is our bodies. And so the Lord is in this place, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. But we're going to begin to pray, and I would like to consecrate myself before I pray because many people inbox me, and there are some things that we need to pray for, and we're going to also pray individually for ourselves as well. And so I want you to go ahead and get ready to bow in prayer. But I want to say this before we say that. In my spirit, if you are online or if you're coming online and you are worried about a situation, if you're worried about something, The revelation of God says that he is able to do everything but fail. But you have to encourage yourself. You have to pick yourself up, and you have to try. The Lord has asked you, and this is how you know if I'm speaking to you, the Lord has asked you to do something before he gives you the desire of your heart. And for whatever reason, you have decided that you're tired. You don't feel like doing it. The Lord says, do it, and he will be able to deliver. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, when we find ourselves in a bind, when we find ourselves in a storm, we have to begin to encourage ourselves. And we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We can pray for ourselves, but we can't feel sorry for ourselves because we have to pick ourselves up out of the misery. Amen. And so the Lord is asking that if we take a few steps, he will take many more. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to be able to open up our eyes to see another day, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus as we begin to pray, if you would consecrate our hearts, Lord, and if you would get our minds stayed on you, and if you would bless our eyes to focus up on you, upon the hills from which cometh all of our help. We ask that our hands be utilized to serve. We ask that our hands be utilized to heal. We ask that our hearts extend out nothing but love, Heavenly Father. We ask that you help us to walk in the paths of righteousness. Would you help us to talk like you would have us to speak, Heavenly Father? We ask that you bless us to do like you would have us to do. As we begin to come before you, Lord, as empty cups ready to be filled, we ask that if we're too high to bring us down, and if we're too low, Lord, bring us up. There are many hearts that has been dispensated that are down, sad and depressed, and there are many hearts that are puffed up, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to take out anything that is not like you. We thank you for the blessings, Lord. We thank you for the peace that you're bringing that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the order that you're bringing to the people who are in discord, Lord. We ask that you begin to transform hearts that are full of hatred, whatever hatred it may be. We ask that you transform minds and that you gird us up in the way that we should go. Would you continue to bless the Love Lift Ministry as we give the word of God all over this world and as we connect with people all over this world from all walks of life. Help us to continue to magnify. Help us to continue to uplift your holy name. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the authentic word of God, the authentic prayer of God to come out of these lips of clay. Would you also, Heavenly Father, bless me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet with the wisdom and knowledge that only you can give, Lord. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the failures, Lord. We thank you for the doors open. We thank you for the doors that are closed, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for the connects. We thank you for the platforms. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do. We thank you for what you already done. Lord, we thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for those people we were able to help along the way. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, and those who are coming out, those who are experiencing pain at this particular time. We ask that you be a doctor, Lord. Those who need comforting, we ask that you be an angel of comfort, Heavenly Father. And Lord, as we begin to transition into our prayer for not only ourselves, but prayer for others, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us not to be selfish and just pray for us, but to pray for everyone, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anything in our hearts or anything that's on our mind that's not of you, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord Jesus. Would you bless the word of God to go forth. Would you bless me to pray for the individuals that you would have me to pray for, Lord? Would you bless the revelation of God to come through this prayer? Because we need a word from you, Lord. There are many people who have been restless and who have not been able to sleep because of all the chaos that's going on all around the world. But we know that you are a God, and we know that if the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we know that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men, women, boys, and girls unto you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this prayer to be powerful. Bless this prayer to fall on fresh ground, Heavenly Father, and bless it to grow and prosper, Heavenly Father, for the people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that as we begin to transition over into our prayer, Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to keep this authentic and pure, which you purify the word of God and help us to be more like you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for keeping us. We thank you for taking care of us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways. Lord, we ask that you bless each listener who's listening in the name of Jesus right now. Would you help us to cover whatever need they need in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, we ask that you bless the artist that we're getting ready to play, as you reveal that we need to listen to this song, He is Faithful, because you want people this very night to know that whatever you promise them, that you're going to deliver. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just giving us the revelation. We thank you for consecrating our hearts into, we thank you for keeping our eyes lifted up and looking unto the hills from which cometh our help. We thank you for blessing our hands that we're able to serve. We thank you for blessing our feet as we are able to walk into the path of righteousness. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help this particular prayer fall on fresh ground and fall on individuals to heal and to deliver and to set free, Lord. If there is any spirit that is depressed, that is downtrodden, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bring it up, Lord. If our minds are downtrodden, we ask that you lift up our minds, Lord. If there is anything negative in our hearts, anything negative in our thinking, we ask that you turn it around, Lord. It will be positive in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we begin to play this particular song, Lord, we ask that you help it, you bless this song to minister to someone who needs to know that you are faithful and who needs to know that you're able to deliver and you're able to do all things but fail. You're able to pull them out of a storm just in time. You're able to come through. You're able to send breakthroughs through, Lord, because we believe in you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for this ministry. We ask that you continue to bless it. Would you continue to help us to bless people and save souls? Would you help us to continue to connect with people so that we can magnify and glorify your name, Lord, as we release this particular consecration, Lord, and transfer into our regular prayer, Lord, but never in your sight. We ask that you just bless us and help us and take care of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we're going to listen to this one song by Miss Karen, and it's entitled He is Faithful. And the Lord was showing me that as I was beginning to pray. And I want you to know that whatever you're going through, whether it's good or bad, just know that God is faithful. And just because it seems like you're in a storm, or just because it seems like there is no way out, the Lord always has a ram in the bush. So therefore, as we begin to play this particular song, He is Faithful, I want you to think about the things that you've asked the Lord for, because the Lord is able to deliver. He's able to do everything but fail. And so you have to believe and you have to trust. But the Lord is saying that you're going to have to do something. That means you're going to have to open up your mouth, and you're going to have to begin to praise God. You're going to have to use your legs to walk, and you're going to be able to walk to that place that the Lord is sending you. You have to take the initiative, though. That's what the Lord is saying. But I want you to listen to this song entitled He is Faithful by Miss Karen, and I want you to really think about how faithful God is. Then after we listen to this song, we're going to go into our powerful prayer, where we're praying not only for ourselves, but we're praying for other individuals who the Lord reveals to us. So without further ado, here is Miss Karen Shoel with He is Faithful.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me.
As we begin to get into the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want you to know that there is no task on earth that is bigger than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and begin to pray unto our Father. And as I pray, I want you to also pray for yourself, but don't be selfish with your prayer. Pray for who needs to be prayed for, and that's everyone. So here we go. And Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for helping us to be who we are, authentic and real. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Would you bless the unrest that is going on in the world? The people are tired. People are losing their lives. People are losing their dignity because of things that are happening all over this world. And we ask in the name of Jesus, when you come, Lord, we ask that you bring peace with you, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you bring love where all of this hatred is, Lord. We ask that you bring hope where there's hopelessness, Lord. We ask that you bring understanding where people are being misunderstood, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind the hands of the enemy, whoever that may be. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you turn the negatives into positives, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless America to sleep well, Lord, in the upcoming night, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, would you continue to bless our prospective families, Lord. Would you bless our friends? Would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the ICU rooms, those who do not know you, Lord, and who are mentally sick in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you bless those who are behind prison cells to continue to hold on to the hope that they have, to continue to hold on to the peace and understanding that they have, and to help them to get to know you better, Lord. We ask, would you bind and break the spirit of depression, the spirit of suicide, the spirit of I can't do it, the spirit of I won't do it, the spirit of I'm afraid, the spirit of timidness, the spirit of aggression. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bind all of those spirits and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you give us strength because we have become tired, Lord. Some people have become tired as Christians, tired of doing the right thing. Some people have become tired of just being who they are and tired of running from God and tired from sinning. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them to turn over a new leaf and help them to get a new lease on life, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you come to crown this head from the top to the bottom and give me wisdom and understanding of your authentic word of God. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the Tanner family as they go through the loss of their dear loved one, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you settle yourself and become an angel to her little boy, and would you bless her family, Lord, as they saturate their pillows with tears, although it's been a while since she's been gone, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the young man's family who drowned in Waco as they reminisce over the good times that they had with him, and they reminisce over what it would be like to take him to college, Lord. We ask, would you continue to minister unto them and continue to comfort them and help them in this trying time. Lord God, we just want to thank you for blessing us as we're able to drive down these dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for keeping us this day, Lord, and we thank you for giving us another day and another day of a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We take nothing for granted. Lord, we thank you for giving us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to disperse your word. We thank you for the love that you've planted inside this heart of mine. We thank you for the light that you've given me, because this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We thank you for the shoes that you have given me, Lord. I will walk into the path of righteousness. I will walk onto those places and begin to spread the gospel of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the doors that you have opened for me, Heavenly Father, that no man or woman will be able to close, Lord. I thank you for the doors that have been locked, Lord, because what's behind it is not in your will, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the trials and tribulations that we've been through in the past, the present, and the future. future. We thank you for those valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain moments, Lord, because this prayer that you have given, this anointing that you have given, reaches to the highest mountain and extends to the lowest valley. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, as you are showing the people who are coming, Lord, whether they're ordinary people or whether they're people who we see every day in the light, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would this ministry be something that would encourage them and give them a revelation about what you would want them to do in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the connects. We thank you for all of the platforms that you have set this ministry on nationwide. Lord, we thank you for the growth. We thank you for the energy, the synergy, Lord, that you have given, Lord. We thank you for blessing me to be able to do this particular ministry tonight, Lord, because you know that my soul is tired from driving, but we have a commitment, and because I'm so committed and motivated by you, Lord, I have pledged to do your holy and righteous will, tired or not. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to help us to uplift and magnify who you are, would you decrease us, decrease our freedom to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. As I begin to speak on these different platforms and go places I've never imagined and speak to people I've never imagined, I ask that you magnify your image and decrease my image all the way to zero. Lord, I ask, would you bring the humbleness into submission, Lord? Would you bring the faithfulness unto submission? I call those things that are of you to come into the past right now, Heavenly Father. We ask that none of the prayers that we render up be selfish prayers or just be prayers for a particular ministry or be prayers for our family, but to be prayer for everyone. We ask, Lord, would you bless every station that is all over this land and country, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless those who say, pray for me, those who are going through financial crisis, those who are going through career crisis, those who are going through just different crises, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, as your revelation is showing, you're showing that the people, the only thing they need to do is call upon your name and to get up and begin to encourage themselves out of that storm, and you have something waiting on them, Lord. You have a ram in the bush that's going to get them out of the storm, and we thank you, Lord, for that revelation in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Heavenly Father, would you bless the students and the children and the teachers and all of the other individuals who are going back to school, Heavenly Father, would you bless this to be the best year yet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we claim it. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each child from 0 to 21 who's going to school, Heavenly Father, would you bless those particular students, keep them safe, Lord. Help them to be role models and help this ministry to be able to teach, not only through the word of God, but to teach how we're supposed to conduct ourselves in public, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless young parents? Would you bless seasoned parents in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bless those individuals who are in Ferguson, Heavenly Father, who are in an uproar because of a youth who was killed and murdered? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the police officers, Heavenly Father? Bless their patience levels, Heavenly Father. And if there's anything that's going on with them, Lord, we ask that you help individuals identify it, Heavenly Father, because there are storms that people go through, Lord, and they need help getting out of those particular storms in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the Nigeria girls who we don't hear much of now? Would you bless them to be able to come back home, Lord? We know that the time is drawing near where you're coming, Lord, but we ask in the name of Jesus, in the meantime, if you could keep them safe. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless anyone who is missing? In the name of Jesus, would you bless them to be found, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless all of our intentions to be good, godly intentions? Whatever we say, bless it to be intended to help someone. Whatever we do, bless it to be able to help someone. Whatever we think, help us to have good thoughts, Lord. Help us to be more loving and kind one towards another in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to uphold us to a high standard, uphold us to the word of God, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each guest who is able to come on the Love Lift Jesus ministry, bless their ministries and their families and the things that they're doing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, Would you continue to bless the love of Jesus ministry as we go higher, Lord, as we go higher in the word, as we go higher in the music, as we connect with people from all over the world, Lord, and we thank you for each connection, and we thank you for the love that's shown through listening, Lord, and we ask that this ministry be something that you would have it to be, Heavenly Father. We pray and we ask for success on August the 24th at 3:30 p.m. as we worship you in spirit and in truth with the moderator, Reverend Melvin Petty and congregation. We claim success. We see success, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless all of those who come to be liberated and their souls set free. If they came seeking something, we ask that they find it there, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who has had a hand, Lord? Would you bless the hearts, Heavenly Father? Help us to have the correct hearts. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to have good attitudes and to do your holy and righteous will, Lord? We ask that would you bless each thing that I touch, Heavenly Father, such as any projects, anything that you have given me, Heavenly Father, would you bless it to prosper and be successful, Lord? We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless as I begin to go out to different places, would you bless the authentic word to come out of my mouth that is straight from you, Lord? Would you bless my heart, Heavenly Father, for the heart is the edifice, Heavenly Father. Would you help my church to continue to grow? And my church is who I am. And would you help my church to be authentic and my church to be filled with the word of God? Heavenly Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you help us to just continue to love who you are and to love you and to show you that love each and every day, Lord. If there is a goal, if there is a secret goal that someone has, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them to find their niche and help them to achieve their goal, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask for strength. We ask for wisdom. We ask for patience. We ask for understanding, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be holistically and individually, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done, the things you're going to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who said, pray for me, whatever it is, whether it's finances, whether it's careers, whether it's children, whatever it's about, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you supply their needs, Heavenly Father, because we know that in my Father's house, there are many things that you have in order to help us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you continue to shield us, Heavenly Father, and protect us and help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just foster and care for us, Heavenly Father, as your children, and teach us thy ways. Teach us, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. And we praise your name, Heavenly Father. And we're just asking you, would you continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask, would you continue to bless our days to be perfected with the word of God, to be perfected with how we love one another, to be perfected on what we do and how we treat one another, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just help us to be of high standard, help us to be of you and like you, Lord. And as we begin to close this prayer, Heavenly Father, we ask that you just continue to help us and bless us, Lord, and stay with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as I said before, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited and delighted because every time I pray, I feel better. And I'm sure that when you pray, you feel better as well. And what I want to tell you and what God is revealing is that he is faithful. Whatever the Lord promised you, whatever he told you, he's able to come through. That's the type of God we serve. So just because you may be in a storm now, it doesn't mean that you're going to be in the storm forever. Just like when it rains, it can't rain forever. In the Bible, it said it rained 40 days and 40 nights, right? So there's another day where it's not raining. And so whatever you're going through, just give it unto our Father because he is able to deliver. Okay? And as I said before, I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I appreciate the invites. I appreciate the connects. And so as we conclude our particular prayer segment, I have a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Scripture guide on the go is in your bookstores online at bookworld.com, at fallless.com, at amazonuk.com, and regular amazonus.com. And the purpose of the spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in his word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. So please, please, please get your spiritual guide to go. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 165 individuals. If you have to pray for all your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Take out your calendars and mark August the 24th at 3:30 p.m. at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We are celebrating our homecoming and church anniversary, and the guest moderator is the Reverend Melvin Petty from the Greater Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, and his guest will also be there as well, and his congregation, so we really appreciate that. In addition to that, I want to make sure that you're also checking out the I Got to Have Faith page. That's where many of my artists are and all of the individuals who come on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. I usually try to put their bio on that page, and so if you connect with me on that page, that would be wonderful. In addition to that, I want to shout out to all of my friends in L.A. Who are making movies and also who basically, those individuals who are sending me emails about different things that's going on with the writing, because as you know, I am writing a movie, a book entitled Can You Hear Me? And it's very inspirational, and I am moving towards the faith-based films. It's not, you know, hitting somebody over the head about religion, but it's promoting religion and God because he is good and he's done wondrous things. In addition to that, if you would like to send your music to the Love of Jesus Ministry, you can send it to emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to play your ministry. If you recall, I did tell you about a webinar, and we're going to actually get started with that webinar a little bit later on in the week. So be sure to look out for that. We have added a youth corner in which I would try to come on at least once every 2 weeks to speak about nationwide schools, expectations, and to remind you of some things that are happening as far as our schools are concerned, and also to encourage you to begin to introduce your child or children to reading, writing, and math, science, and social studies, because, as you know, in the springtime, the state gives everyone a test, and we want to make sure that we represent well. In addition to that, I encourage you to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove and check out our youth segment. We are focusing and placing emphasis on our youth, and so I want you to listen to that, parents, especially in our youth as well, because it teaches you how to have a successful year and stay out of trouble, and that's the main thing. I am praying for the Ferguson situation. There are a lot of individuals in the media who follow the story, and but what God is saying is the most powerful thing that you could do at this particular time in all this chaos is pray, because the prayer of the righteous avails much and it extends. It doesn't matter where you are, you can pray. But I do want to let you know that the Lord is getting ready to come and intervene into that and make it into a peaceful situation. How many of you know the Lord is not going to allow things to just continue to carry on and the focus get off of him, because many people are now focused on what's going on in Ferguson and have lost touch with God. And so the Lord's going to get his time one way or the other. So I just want you to know about that. As far as other projects, as I said before, of course I have The Spiritual Guide to Go, and then Can You Hear Me? And it's a very inspirational story. I would just like to say once again thank you to each person who supports the Love of Jesus Ministry. I would like to thank all the connects. I thank all of my guests, past, present, and future. I just thank everybody. And so, as I said before, I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the videos and some of the recordings from some of our past guests. Please listen to those, okay? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.